With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The man charged with killing Charlie Kirk will have a court hearing Monday. He and his appointed legal counsel will decide whether they want a preliminary hearing where the judge will determine if there's enough evidence against him to go forward with the trial. Meanwhile, prosecutors have charged Tyler Robinson with aggravated murder and plan to seek the death penalty. A violent weekend around the nation, a gunman opening fire in a Michigan church during Sunday services, killing at least four people and several more wounded.
Police say a 40-year-old man rammed a pickup truck into the front door of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc Township before starting the shooting. He is also believed to have deliberately set fire to the church building. Police shot the suspect. Authorities are still investigating the motive and have identified that suspect as Thomas Jacob Sanford from neighboring Burton.
That is correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. A North Carolina man accused of opening fire from a boat into a crowd at a waterfront bar, killing three and wounding five others. No arrest there as yet. And a shooting at a casino in Texas. Two people are dead, several more wounded. Hundreds of laid-off federal employees being called back to their jobs.
Workers in the General Services Administration were given the chance to return to work after being laid off during the Trump administration's DOGE cuts earlier this year. The GSA manages government buildings, and its workforce has been understaffed for months. Furthermore, the administration has walked back plans to slash its real estate portfolio. An official said because of understaffing and internal turmoil, 131 leases expired without the government actually vacating the properties. Greg Clugston, The White House.
And this is SRN News. Doctors urging the Supreme Court to protect women's sports.
The American College of Pediatrics has filed a brief in an upcoming case that involves state laws banning boys from playing against girls in sports. In the brief, the ACP says when female sports are invaded by males, quote, girls predictably lose roster spots and scholarships, face unequal competition, and in some sports bear higher injury risk. These are real medical and developmental harms to minors. The High Court will hear arguments this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination, some of his supporters expressing hope the tragedy will galvanize many people, especially young conservatives, to become more engaged in the church. There have already been widespread reports of attendance surging at some houses of worship. Pastor Robert Jefferson Dallas says the short-term impact on the murder is astounding. This is SRN News. Heated rhetoric, rising tensions, and with that, the State Department is revoking the visa of Colombia's president. It reportedly began with words exchanged outside the United Nations last week.
There was a protest in New York City on Friday as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu delivered his address to the United Nations General Assembly. And Colombian President Gustavo Petro was there, telling protesters, "The history of humanity has shown us over the millennia that when diplomacy ends, we must move to another phase of the fight." But he also told protesters, "I ask all the soldiers of the United States Army, don't point your rifles against humanity and disobey the orders of Trump." The U.S. State Department says it's revoking Petro's visa because he called on U.S. soldiers to disobey President Donald Trump's orders. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com.